Hello and welcome to the Airbuds Podcast. My name is Peter Moses. Welcome to the show.
My name is Mike Benner. Welcome to the show.
My name is Jamel Johnson, and welcome to the show.
Wow. The show, it's taking place.
Are we an improv team now?
I think so, yeah.
I think so.
Airbuds is kind of an improv-ass team name. Like,
yeah.
Yeah, fuck, we started an improv group by accident. We weren't intending to do this.
Shit.
A podcast that exists for longer than 4 years is an improv group. I don't know what else to tell any of you. It's just the natural order of things.
We could probably get a night at UCB Franklin, right?
I don't know. Does UCB Franklin still exist?
I don't know. We could definitely get in at like the clubhouse because I know nobody's watching that door. We can just show up to a theater, and when the other show shows up, and be like, "What are you guys doing?" It's like, "This is our stage now," and they'll be like, "Okay, please don't hurt us," and they'll like walk away.
And then we'll just perform for all the people that they beg to come to their show.
Yeah, I know you were expecting a night of experimental video.
But do you think Dame Lillard is going to get traded? All right, here's an improv. Here's a scenario where Terry Stotts is getting fired.
I need a one-word suggestion. Did I hear Terry Stotts is getting fired?
this is getting close to nasty.
Happy basketball, everybody. How's everyone doing?
Fine.
Oh, I'm great.
There's an ornery energy going on right now. What's up, guys?
What's not up, dude? I don't know.
I'll tell you what's not up is sales of Anthony Davis's ruffles in New Orleans amid Hurricane Ida evacuation. But we'll get to that after some business. Guys, if you want to support the Buds, go to patreon.com/airbudspod for $5 a month to get bonus episodes. You get access to our Discord. You get other content. And, you know, you get to fuck around with us sometimes playing Fortnite. Go to patreon.com/airbudspod. If you can't support us financially, please support us by going to Apple Podcasts and leaving a 5-star review. That really helps us fight the algorithm. We appreciate that. And, go to airbuds.com for all other needs. Hit us up, airbudspodcast@gmail.com with any questions or concerns. I don't know. Anything else, guys?
Yeah, I'm ornery.
Jamel's muted, but he was trying to say something.
No, I think that's about it.
Yeah.
I just want to apologize for last week's podcast, too. Can I do that while we're here?
Wait, how? Because we all were just like, there's nothing to talk about, bye.
It was just sad. And you know what? We're back. We're back and we're pretending to be happy.
Man, speak for yourself, Peter. This shit sucks. I'm sick of this shit.
No.
So, guys, a video went viral on Twitter of a grocery store in New Orleans. It featured video of empty chip shelves. It seems like, you know, people hunkering down for Hurricane Ida, trying to ration, trying to get whatever they can from the grocery stores. Except one slot in the shelves were completely still stocked, and that appeared to be the special edition Anthony Davis ruffles. And I gotta say, I'm wondering, is it because of what happened when he left New Orleans, or is it because his flavor of ruffles is actually not that good?
What's the flavor?
They are, I'm pulling up the exact flavor because I want to get it right. It's lime and jalapeno ruffled chips. I'm like, hear me out. I love lime and jalapeno. They're great Takis flavors. Those are great Flamin' Hot Cheetos flavors. As a ruffled chip, there's like a weird cognitive dissonance happening there for me.
This is too many tart powders on your chip.
It's too much. It's too much on a chip. And you also wore, you're not going to buy the chip of someone who wore a Looney Tunes That's All Folks on the way to their last game with your team.
Yeah, he wanted to leave your godforsaken city so bad.
What city is more godforsaken, New Orleans or Los Angeles?
Well, I guess
which one is constantly more endangered by God, I guess. Yeah.
Well, okay, so LA is more godforsaken, but the devil also lives here. So it's like chill. Like the devil's not going to let it get too out of hand if he's living here.
By the time people are hearing
this, talking about Tommy Mottola, by the way.
It's projected that New Orleans probably won't have power for, I don't know, 2 to 3 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
So that's not good.
I heard a story recently that apparently Los Angeles is about to get a huge injection of dogs because dogs are being evacuated from Louisiana like faster than human beings are. And it's like, well, I guess, very trendy right now to take in a Hurricane Ida survivor dog.
Well, they couldn't get the humans out fast enough. That wasn't right.
Typical rich white people thing is to prioritize the dogs over the people who are in desperate need of shelter.
Look, I've been doing my part. I've been watching NCIS New Orleans every morning, 7 a.m. and 8 a.m. on the Ion Network. So
what if, like, just like L.A. rescue dogs became the next Capitol Police? No one would attack the Capitol. Just like a bunch of little adorable dogs protecting.
I'm all for making dogs our police.
Like, are we upset? Is anyone upset if a dog shoots Ashley Babbitt? No one's getting upset.
No, because everyone's like, oh, look how cute he is with a gun in his mouth. He thinks he's a person.
I love that for you, a dog's got the gun in their mouth.
I'm also going to fire it. They don't have opposable thumbs.
That's okay.
We're strapping a gun to his back.
You don't have to have opposable thumbs, I guess.
Well, then who's controlling the trigger on that?
The dog. Whenever the dog barks, he goes off. What do you mean?
I'm sorry. I can't believe I missed it. I'm sorry.
That's cool. I mean, it's right there in front of y'all guys. I don't know what to say. And if the dogs are cops, no more highway cops. Drunk driving is bad.
That's true. Although there are dogs that are trained to drive. Yeah. Well,
go on.
I don't think it happens much in America, but there in the United Kingdom there are like military programs that teach like dogs to drive, and you can Google it and you can find pictures of like giant, adorable like Irish wolfhounds like behind the wheel of a car.
Okay.
I think we just hand the keys to society over to dogs. There's no way, you know, thumbs or not, they could do a worse job than we're doing right now.
Yeah, I agree. Probably get that honestly, vaccine rollout faster.
If there was a dog who was the GM of the Cavs, we would probably be in a better place.
Well, speaking of the GM of the Cleveland Cavaliers, Peter.
Segway.
The Cleveland Cavaliers were involved in a three-team trade with the Chicago Bulls and the Portland Trailblazers. It seems like maybe the biggest piece is that the Cavs have sent Larry Nance Jr. off to the Portland Trailblazers. Before we get into how that affects the Trailblazers, Peter, how does it affect your emotions?
I like Larry Nance. He's a good dude. He's funny. He raised a lot of awareness and money for local businesses throughout this year by like repping people's small businesses like to every game in a t-shirt. And overall, good dude. When he's healthy, good player. Good fucking player. Probably our only wing defender, to be honest. And he's hurt a lot. But I think the biggest thing is like, our GM wouldn't know roster construction if it hit him in the fucking face. We have 37 6'2" guards and 84 4s and 5s and no wings in a league that is made up of just having as many wings as possible. The Warriors are just a bunch of wings. Like, the Nets just about, like, the Bucks are just a bunch of fucking wings.
I don't know.
Like,
I don't know, man. I like that they're trying something different. Yes, it looks dumb as hell.
What is marketing going to do for you, Mark? Have you ever watched Lauri Markkanen play basketball?
Yeah, he's good.
He could score.
Who is going to defend for us at any point?
Jared Allen.
I don't know, man. I don't know.
You're putting it on Okoro and
you're also just like, you're just like committing. You have like $120 million committed to Lauri Markkanen and Jared Allen. And I know everybody hates Colin Sexton for just being on a bad team, but you're going to have to start paying Sexton and Garland at some point. And Kevin Love is they're going to trade Sexton. Garland's better. It's not even close. But at least they like Garland more. Yeah, it sucks. They're going to suck. It's going to be terrible. And he's the same position that you just drafted Evan Mobley. You just drafted, like, you better get rid of Kevin Love. If Kevin Love is playing substantial minutes, then you're a total fucking moron.
According to Kevin Love's agent, in the wake of the trade, he says, quote, "We have no interest in a buyout." So, don't know how you're going to get rid of Kevin Love, because I don't know many teams that are going to be interested in trading.
Oh, you mean
for that.
When the referee tossed him the ball and he just slapped it in bounds and let the other team hit a 3-pointer to lead to a comeback in the middle part of the season? That didn't affect his trade value?
Kevin Love? I think it made him at least it made him more interesting.
Kevin Love is a fucking loser.
Can we get top shots of that?
I wonder. There should be a fucking top shot.
Should we be making NFTs of like the worst moments from NBA history and selling them? Kermit Washington punching Rudy Tomjanovich in the face and into the underworld?
You sold me.
Do want that. I actually would buy an NFT of Kevin Love slapping the ball in.
What's the legality of that? Because, like, I guess we don't own.
Oh yeah, we can't.
What's the legality?
But we could hire an artist to draw a depiction of it and call it NBA bottom shot and sell them as NFTs.
Okay. Shot bottoms? No.
And shot bottoms works for me too.
What's like another word for shot?
Toss. We're bottom tossers.
Bottom tossers?
On brand for us. We didn't even mean to get there this way, and we still wound up there.
It works.
Bottom hits?
We should tell me.
Ooh, what about bottom lobs?
I'll buy some bottom lobs.
No, I think you're right. I think it's got to be bottom. What was the first one? Bottom tossers?
Bottom tossers, yeah. Or bottom shots. Yeah. Jamel, you were about to say something?
All right, just tell me which WNBA ones to buy. I want to buy some Diamond to Shields ones.
Oh, the top shots, you mean?
Yeah.
They don't. When are they released? Are they out already? Or no, there was the first queue was on Friday, right? Out.
Bro, I heard they're out already, and like they give you a free Asia Wilson pack.
I don't understand. I've read a lot of articles. I've listened to a lot of people talk about them. I've been on the website, including at the end of last week's episode. Do not understand NFTs. Still.
Yeah, I'm just going to throw some bread at it. I don't care if I don't get it.
What is the difference between what you are going to buy and what I just looked at on YouTube?
That you theoretically own the content of it and can sell it to someone. But that's like,
Are you sure that's something? Are you sure that's not?
It's not something when you can see it. Like, it's something like if you own a script, if you wrote a script and you own that script and it is your intellectual property, then no one can make that script or take credit for that script unless you sell it to them. But I guess if you throw that script out on the internet and say anyone can look at it and use it however they want, but I own it, then it's like, then your ownership is meaningless. I still don't quite get NFTs, and I feel like you, Peter, I have done my research.
Well, see, I want to use it. I just want to use it as promo for us. Like, the clip is owned by Airbuds. So when people look to see who owns it, yes,
but you can I show clip, it to people like, off another platform? Like, do I only own it on NBA Top Shot? Can I put it on Twitter?
I think theoretically,
can I put it on a
you
belt
can
put buckle? It
wherever you want. Yeah, you could get a little TV screen on your belt buckle. Honestly, if we got a 3D printer and a tiny phone screen, we could make a belt buckle that puts like Bradley Beal doing the "I stink" kind of look over and over, right over your dick.
Come on, that's really good.
Actually, it's funny, we're talking about NFTs. I have the mind-blowing revelation that I know the artist that sold Steph Curry the NFT that is currently his Twitter avatar. And he sold it to him for like $130,000.
Clip of Steph Curry back to
himself? No, and so my friend is an artist and he sells just NFTs of just like little drawings. Here, I'll share screen real quick. So
I'd say they're pretty, the large drawings.
Yeah, so if you look, this is Steph Curry's current avatar. And I know the guy that sold him that, and it was for a lot of money, and it's just insane. So Steph Curry basically just paid to be the only owner, the sole owner of this digital image that we are currently looking at without having to pay.
I mean, but what's the difference between that and painting, bro? You go to a fucking museum.
Hey, check this out. Ready?
Look at the painting.
You guys see my cursor?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Save image. I just fucking robbed Steph Curry.
Yeah, that's why I don't understand. I don't get this. Are we living in the internet?
Well, that's fun for us. Peter, you've been wanting to rob Steph Curry for 10 years. Come on, this is great.
I don't get it.
All right. Well, yeah. WNBA Top Shot. You know, I think I will. I think I'm just going to throw some money at a pack to see what it's like.
Let's get them now before the freaks get them tomorrow morning when this
Let's,
comes out.
You want to get an Airbuds pack?
I do think we should develop the Airbuds bottom shots or bottom tossers or whatever. We'll keep workshopping it. But I want to, why not? Why not make the NBA's worst moments into sellable moments? We'll figure out the legality of whether we can do it by video, if we have to recreate it via art.
But I'll give you a hint on the legality. It's not looking good.
Yeah, there's no legality, bro.
Me getting an artist to hiring an artist to draw Kevin Love slapping the ball, I think.
Do you guys ever have
plenty legal?
Do you guys have any friends who are always on the forefront of something? And you're never sure if it's a good thing.
Yeah, my friend that just sold Steph Curry an NFT for $130,000.
Yeah, I have a old acquaintance who I checked out their Instagram recently, and they're doing exclusively NFT art. And I'm just like, I believe you that this is artistic and this is talented, but I'm just overwhelmed and confused and immediately skeptical.
I mean, yeah, but they're probably making a ton of money off of it.
I guess.
That's also how I feel about the Minnesota Lynx.
Go on.
Well, the Minnesota Lynx are fourth in the standings right now. and they're not in my top four, and I don't care. I don't think there's anything a Minnesota Lynx fan can tell me to change my mind that Chicago is not better than them. Chicago is better than them, and I think everybody knows it.
Well, we were talking before we started recording. Didn't the Chicago Sky have a big win over the Seattle Storm today?
They beat the Seattle Storm by like fucking 32 40.
32 points.
They're 3-0 against the Storm.
That's scary.
Yeah. Come on. They just haven't had the whole team together. Stephanie Dolson was at the Olympics. Mm-hmm. Candace Parker got hurt first half of the year. Them as a whole team is pretty good. Pretty damn good. I think it's good.
Yeah, Chicago's looking good. I mean, the WNBA is hard right now because every team kind of looks good, and there's not much separation between like 1 through 8 at the moment. I mean, there is separation, but
1 through 6.
Need expansion. WNBA needs expansion. It's a traffic jam.
I agree. And the way the playoffs is set up, it's
crazy.
Like, literally anyone can win.
It's a free-for-all.
But which I get, like, we're complaining about this, but we also don't like when a team wins all the games.
I mean, I would love it if the Sixers won.
So it's like, what do we want? You want the Sixers to go 82-0. And if that happened, me and Peter would be pissed. We would think, hey, that's stupid.
I want them to go 98-0.
All right. Yeah. Okay. It's the 82-4.
It's not going to happen.
You swept.
Fuck you. Fuck you, Jamel. Take it back.
That'd be hilarious.
That would be hilarious. That'd be fucking... Actually, I think I'd prefer that to a championship, is they go absolutely undefeated the entire regular season and then get swept by the Wizards, I think would be the best option.
That is, and as a Wizards fan, I'm telling you, that's a terrible way to think, brother. Mm-hmm. I don't think it would be better. I don't think you would like that one bit.
I think I would retroactively look back and laugh at it.
Mystics won a game yesterday for no reason.
We're chasing no reason. It's just not that's their good. Job.
Well, their job is to win games. I know, man. This is me being a defeated
fan. Why are you defeated?
Because, dude.
What's wrong?
The way we lose games is brutal. We exclusively blow 20-point leads.
But you were one win back from the 8th seed. And a playoff berth.
The Dallas game was good. We had them back-to-back at home. Blew the first one. Deladon leaves. Get the second one. It was down 18. We just have to stop wearing those red uniforms. They're cursed.
It's true. We've covered it.
Legitimately cursed.
Just do the, what is it, the Unite uniforms?
Yeah, let's unite the fucking five families.
There's some more like subtle, nice colors in that one that like isn't just so as fucking harsh to your eyes as the red and white in those uniforms.
The red Mickey Mouse letter uniforms are fully connected to failure, and they need to be thrown out.
Lena Deladon, we know you listen. Talk to your team leadership. Get those uniforms out of the rotation.
We only wear the white ones and the blue ones. It's fine. That's it. That's fine.
I'm sorry for making fun of how you are the voice of your dog on Instagram all the time.
She's not going to stop doing
it. She never will, and... She shouldn't have to. Not to please me. Not to please anybody. Right, be your dog.
I've just accepted. Yes, she's a boring white woman. That's fine. I can live with that. She has a pair of shoes named after her dog.
Oh, man.
Right?
What's her dog's name again?
I hated it.
Wrigley. That's right. Also, like, such a what a basic fucking dog name.
But there's, like, two dogs. Doesn't matter. I wanted them real bad until I saw that the straps had dog names on them.
I'm looking these up. Elena Deladon, dog shoes.
They say like Wrigley and Krigley or some shit. I don't know.
The Air Zoom universe.
Disney Plus, Hulu, and ESPN Plus. This fall, the Disney Bundle has all the action.
Holy smokes!
Watch live NFL and college football games on ESPN+. On Disney+, there's Loki Season 2.
War is on its way.
And Ahsoka.
Buckle up.
And on Hulu, you can watch The Boogeyman and Welcome to Rexha.
Oh my God, the expectation.
All of these and more streaming this fall with the Disney Bundle. Blackouts and restrictions apply. 18 plus only. Access content from each service separately. Offer valid for eligible subscribers only. Terms apply.
Peter, anything you want to talk about before we wrap up here?
Yeah, I want to talk about Kanye's album.
Oh.
Have you listened?
I saw somebody posted that a song from it, and I was like, oh, whoa, it's real.
It's all here.
Snuck it out today?
Yesterday. This morning? Yeah. Yeah. It's like an hour and 45 minutes long. It's many tracks. I'm going to pull it up right now to get the exact number of tracks.
25?
I believe that.
Do you get extra money for having so many songs on it?
And in the world of streaming, yes. There's 27 total tracks. This is why you see a lot of artists like Drake who realized releasing a double album or albums with, you know, 20, 30 tracks on them because of streaming and how it works. That's how they make more money. If there's more songs to stream, then that there's more sense getting deposited into the account. I wouldn't worry about Kanye
getting money for me streaming this album again.
Well, Peter, tell us what your experience was.
There's a lot of talk about God and how he is God over and over and over again.
It's not like God is within him, like he is God. But he said, I'm God already. Jesus.
Jesus was a good album,
man.
Yeah, that's the one where he said he was God.
Yeah, I don't think he's made it. Ruled. It was good music, so you bought the message easier.
Like, I don't get it. Why? Like, it's so sad how quickly people are just like, the Trump stuff doesn't matter. Working with alleged serial rapist Marilyn Manson doesn't matter. The baby stuff doesn't matter. Like, maybe it wouldn't matter if your music was as good as it used to be, but like, it's not even close. It's not even close.
Well, it's just different music. It's just, he just stopped doing samples, or at least he stopped doing the same kind of samples. It went from like soul shit to like electro house shit.
Electro gospel.
Yeah, then it was gospel, synth, shit.
I don't know how to describe what this one is exactly, because I'll be honest, I kind of got maybe 6 or 7 tracks deep and just bailed because I just thought, I mean, the first 5 tracks are a slog, and it's because of the length in some cases. So yeah, like Jail, second track, first real song, 5 minutes long. God Breathes, 5.5 minutes long. Off the Grid, 5 minutes and 40 seconds. Hurricane, 4:03. These are all very long songs, especially in today's world of like rap songs being 2.5 minutes.
That like, long song.
And it's just droning and repetitive, and it's not great. And it's all about Kanye West's weird version of Christianity, which is just, God loves me and only me, and you guys need to worship me because then you're worshiping God. And it's like just not interesting or good. And then there's like a moment where a Lauryn Hill sample comes on. And, you know, we all know that Kanye has had great hits with sampling Lauren. And that song was fun and good. And then it goes back to kind of what it was before. And I just was like, I can't keep going with this for another hour and a half. Just didn't get me.
I like that maybe Kanye is trying to make music that white people don't enjoy intentionally. And I like that.
If that's the case.
Have always enjoyed soul music bothers me. Like, you like Sam Cooke? Cool. Wish you liked him when this shit was happening.
Well, hold on. I was born in 1987.
Yeah, you weren't even there, dude. I know. It's not on you.
Yeah, Peter, you weren't even fucking there.
Sorry. I'm sorry. I just would like to apologize for not being born 30 years earlier.
Okay. I do see myself revisiting this record at some point, and there's like fucking, there's 28 tracks to it. So I'm probably going to find five songs that I
really
like.
There was multiple times in this listening to this album this morning that I did while I was doing the dishes and folding some laundry where multiple songs went by and I didn't even realize they had changed songs.
Right, because the first five tracks were very much like that for me, where it was like,
and wait till you get to like track 17.
Yeah. And you know, like he knows what he's doing.
He made an album for driving to Wyoming.
That's a good point. I think he knows what he's doing in terms of creating music and knowing what is going to sell and knowing that whatever he does will sell. I don't know that he knows what he's doing moment to moment. And Peter, to your point, it does fucking suck that he seems to be purposely going after like kind of, you know, people that have been accused of sexual assault or people that publicly espouse bigoted views and kind of like putting them up on the pedestal with him. And it does suck that he has done that with Donald Trump, literally. But like, I guess my only thing is like, am I not going to listen to a Kanye West album?
Like, I don't know. That's what I'm saying. I mean, if people stop watching Woody Allen movies.
Oh, I did that a long
Woody
time
Allen,
ago.
Like Woody Allen was like the Kanye West for like college educated Jews for 40 years.
I don't know, guys. It's hip hop, man. No rapper believed Mike Tyson did anything wrong.
Yeah, and there's also the like extent of like, what are we expecting of not just our rappers but our stars in general, like. I don't know.
We expect our stars to act like our politicians.
Which we should.
No. I don't want him to act like a politician. He did. He ran for president.
No, he didn't. He played a fucking, he LARPed as a political
candidate.
Bro,
he's like fighting to get DaBaby on, yeah, like verse on fucking his album because like, and he posted about it. Like, he voted for me for real, for president. He was out there for me.
It's just his one pollster was DaBaby.
Basically. Yeah.
It'd be really funny if DaBaby was like the one electoral. DaBaby became like a political operative.
He has an electoral college.
He doesn't have a music career anymore. So now he's going to like just get into DNC politics.
Not a bad pivot. Hey, you guys want to keep recording, right?
No, I'm good to finish. I mean, there's not much basketball news. We covered all there is.
Oh no, I just got to pick up my laundry. Dude is about to be.
Sounds like a good reason to go for me.
Yeah. Thank you guys for listening, Jamel. Anything you want to plug before you go?
Stay tuned for things.
Well, we got plenty in the pipeline, Peter. You got plenty in the pipeline.
Download to Brownstown. Been working on this for like 4.5 months. It's all about the Cleveland Browns, an oral history of them being awful for 20 years with Andre Knott.
Okay.
It's fucking tight. And please listen to it because it's fucking good.
Check it out.
I drafted Baker Mayfield last.
Good for you. That's a great pick. He's going to be an MVP.
Let's go. Love you guys. Bye.